You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the latest Franchising New Zealand 2021 report was launched, and in this report, there were many significant details. There are 590 different business format franchises in Aotearoa, the annual turnover of business format franchises showed major growth, and New Zealand is still the most franchised country in the world. The survey was conducted between the 30th of September and the 29th of October by the Massey Business School, which means that the survey was also performed during a time when businesses were facing challenges due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So this morning, I spoke with the author of this report, Jonathan Alms. He is the Director of Research for Massey Business School and the Professor of Retail Management. He spoke to me about these significant details within the report, what they mean, and why the franchising sector is important for Aotearoa's economy. I began by asking Jonathan what franchising is, for those who may not know so much, and how the model works, and what the relationship between franchisor and franchisee actually is.
The franchise model is effectively you have a business that you can buy into as a person or a group, and basically you buy into the brand or the platform or the business model. So basically you take, you know, an existing brand such as McDonald's and you scope for a new market, and then you effectively buy the brand off McDonald's and the format and the procedures and the practices that are involved. And you share the profits at the end of the day. So the franchisor effectively gives the risk to the franchisee who buys into the brand. So it's a quite a unique way of doing business, but it's really, really, really successful.
This year, a survey was conducted on New Zealand's franchising sector. What does this latest survey show us?
This is probably the 10th iteration of this particular survey. It's the fourth survey that Massey University has conducted with the Franchise Association of New Zealand. So it's got a really, really long history, which is great because that allows us to do some comparisons year on year of what's happening within the sector, the challenges and the opportunities for franchisees and franchisors. The kind of key highlights that we've got from this iteration of the survey is that the turnover of this sort of business format, i.e. franchise, has really lifted significantly over the last 4 years. So it accumulated more than an additional $9 billion compared to 2017. So we're talking about estimates in the range of $36.8 billion in terms of the franchise ecosystem within New Zealand, which is significant. So we're talking about businesses that are employing an awful lot of people. We've estimated that it's approximately 160,000 people who are employed in the franchise ecosystem, which is a massive amount of individuals. You know, these organizations pay an awful lot of tax, so it goes straight back into the economy, provides opportunities for people, both in terms of employment, but also those who have got a real entrepreneurial spirit about them. What else do we have? The brands that we talk to, around about 65% of them are really considering their environmental practices, sustainability and ethical measures within their operations, which has been really, really good to see. And some of the major challenges that have been expressed to us are really around certainty about the international borders opening in New Zealand in terms of the ability to do business overseas, and to get some trainers in from different countries to help support the industry and the sector. What else have we got? There's lots of really interesting things around the composition of the sector. You know, it's basically a lot of really small businesses that are brought together under the umbrella of particular brands. The sector really has all the opportunities and challenges that many small businesses face in terms of resourcing, skills, competencies, capabilities. But the sector is so diverse and it's so interesting to have a look at. And any of the audience out there thinking about, you know, setting up your own business, why don't you think about a franchise? It's a really good model, really good support, all about collaboration. And as we've seen from the figures, particularly in terms of sales turnover, it's done really, really well, particularly in the COVID context. just really emphasizing the resilience of these sorts of businesses and their franchise business model.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, like, how does it work that franchising performed so strongly when so many businesses did take a hit from the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, that's a really interesting one. For me and for what we've found from the data is it's all about the support between the franchisor and the franchisee. So it's a collaborative exercise. So, you know, the businesses aren't simply left by themselves. They've got benchmarks, they've got examples of best practice, which are shared across the ecosystem, which really puts the businesses on a really good footing. And they've been able to kind of get through this really turbulent time, you know, relatively unbruised, if not doing really, really well. And, you know, you talk about some really significant brands, you know, the likes of McDonald's, the likes of the Coffee Club, you know, just to name a couple that have done really, really well because they've got really good brands that people know about and good reputations. So people are, you know, are willing to stick with those. And that's probably seen the sector, you know, perform in the way that it has.
And I also read that this survey confirmed that New Zealand is the most franchised country in the world. What does this mean?
I think it all comes down to the Kiwi entrepreneurial spirit and risk-taking, you know, trying to do something different. The backbone of the New Zealand economy is based on small businesses, and that's reflected in the franchise ecosystem. So it's something that the New Zealand industry are familiar with, are supportive, and we always like to see the small business win over the big guys. So I think that's one of the reasons that the sector's done really, really well over the last couple of years, and it's really good to see.
In regards to Aotearoa's just overall economy, how important is the franchising sector moving forward with, you know, adapting to the pandemic, moving on to the next year and continuing to support, like you say, many local businesses, especially here in New Zealand?
Yeah, it's a really fascinating one. I mean, the franchise ecosystem, the franchisors and the franchisees, you know, they employ an awful lot of people, 160,000 people. I mean, that's huge for the New Zealand economy. And you've got to think about the profits that are then reinvested. The businesses are involved with a lot of community supports in terms of giving back to, you know, the local communities in terms of financing, in terms of supporting football clubs and, you know, rugby teams and hockey and all that kind of stuff, as well as major charities and smaller charities as well. Some of them have, you know, started off their own charities to really say, look, you know, we're important for the economy, but we're also important to the community as well because, you know, we're doing some really, really good stuff in terms of employment, in terms of, you know, just giving back. I mean, it's just such a lovely way of doing business.
That was the Director of Research for Massey Business School and Professor of Retail Management, Jonathan Alms, talking to me about the franchise sector growing in contribution despite the pandemic. You can also have a look at the latest Franchising New Zealand 2021 report yourself if you'd like, available on the Franchise Association of New Zealand website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.